This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through our website. That web address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. Vision for Christ exists to share the message of eternal salvation found only through faith in Jesus Christ, confession of that faith, and repentance from sin. To that end, I want to give you some basic statements of truth related to individual salvation. We at Vision for Christ are going to heaven, and we want you to join us there. Yes, you can know that you are going to heaven. Jesus wants you to know and be sure of this most important decision. Jesus said in John chapter 8, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And John said in John chapter 20, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. When you put your trust in Him, you will have life that lasts forever through His name." In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, the Apostle John states, "I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life." Listen as I read over these steps leading to salvation in Christ. We have all sinned. God loves us, and Christ died to take away our sins. The free gift of God is eternal life when we trust in Christ, repent of our sinful life, and surrender our life to the will of God. We can do nothing to earn or merit salvation. It is a free gift from God that belongs to you when you place your total faith and trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to remove your sin and make you acceptable to God. We must confess faith in Christ and agree to open our heart to Christ. We must trust Christ with our whole life. Being a Christian means that we allow the Holy Spirit to remake us, so we become holy as God is holy in the way that we live our lives. Once you have accepted Christ by faith into your life, you now have eternal life, even while you live. Eternal life, once received by faith, is permanent and cannot be lost. Here are the Bible verses that support each of the points I've just made about salvation. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That's Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23 says, "You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But God's free gift is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ." And then in John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus replied, "I tell you the solemn truth, unless a person is born from above, or born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Later in that same chapter, John 3:16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever." Then in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus replied, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, we read, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved." In Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, we read this, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways. Take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? I tell you the solemn truth, the one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned but has crossed over from death to life." We find that in John chapter 5, verse 24. Christianity is not a collection of made-up fairy tales or fables. The Apostle Peter was with Jesus throughout the earthly ministry of Christ and was an eyewitness of the things Jesus said and did. Here is a portion of the testimony of Peter from his second letter in the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this very voice, born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." 1 Peter 3:15 is a key verse for this radio ministry vision for Christ. It says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." We also like Philemon 1:6, which reads, "And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ." As of this broadcast in 2014, Vision for Christ is a partnership between two believers in Christ, and they are your program host, Tim Taylor, and my longtime pastor, Terry Priestap, who writes frequent blog articles on Christianity and how you may allow the power of God to improve the quality of your Christian life. All of this is available on the various pages of our website, gospel2africa.com, which describes our shortwave radio ministry across the continent of Africa, as well as our worldwide gospel outreach through our website. In case you are curious about who we are at Vision for Christ, here is a brief statement about us taken from our website. Tim has over 20 years of on-air radio broadcast experience in the USA, 12 of those years in Christian radio as an announcer, interviewer, news director, and licensed transmitter operator. As an amateur radio operator since 1980, he knows the reach of shortwave signals, having used them himself in ham radio communication. Tim surrendered his life to Jesus Christ in saving faith in 1963. He is a member of Christian Fellowship Church, Toledo, Ohio. He married his wife, Vicki, in 2006, and she serves as an early childhood development teacher. Terry Priestap accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior in 1960 and has been in teaching, discipleship, and church leadership for over 50 years. He retired as pastor of Christian Fellowship Church in 2011 after 11 years. Terry has been married to Jean for 51 years. They have 4 grown children and 23 grandchildren. Several members of Christian Fellowship have served as missionaries within Africa, including the countries of Cameroon, Kenya, and Tanzania. At Vision for Christ, Terry and I have a real passion for sharing the message of salvation in Jesus Christ with people in Africa and around the world using the Internet. Let me pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to. You can contact us through the contact form at our website. That web address again is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor offering this final thought from the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. The Lord is not slow about keeping his promise, as some people think. He is waiting for you. The Lord does not want any person to be punished forever. He wants all people to be sorry for their sins and turn from them. The day of the Lord will come as a robber comes. The heavens will pass away with a loud noise. The sun and moon and stars will burn up. The earth and all that is in it will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, you should think about the kind of life you are living. It should be holy and godlike.